We are continuing to teach the Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Hei. Again, we are not going mamish in order of the halachos, because I'm trying to give you a tour of the Beis Hamikdash through the Rambam in a consistent way. So we are going to start walking out of the Ezras Noshim, and we enter the Ezras Yisroel. The Ezras Yisroel was a 11 Amma part of the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Ezras Yisroel because Yidden were allowed to go there, Yisraelim, not just Kehanim. If you had to do a smicha for your animal, a korban, whatever it was, a Yisroel was allowed to go there. You enter the famous Niknor Gates, and on your right and on your left, there were two lishkois, two offices, two compartments. The one on the right, that was called Pinchas HaMalbish. That's where they made the clothes for the Kohen Gadol. And on your left, you had the Lishkas Oisei HaChavitim. That was the place they made the Chavitim for the Karbonis of the Kohen Gadol. Now we're going to go to our right. This is all in the Ezras Yisroel. On your right, which is on the north side, we have also three special compartments. Two in the front and one right behind the two. The one you're going to see right away is a very important one. That's called the Lishkas Hagozis. That's where the Sanhedrin sat. Half of the Lishkas Hagozis was considered not as Kodesh, therefore they were allowed to sit because it had a door that opened not into the Azara. And that was where the Sanhedrin, that was Supreme Court of Bnei Yisrael, was in the Lishkas Hagozis. Right next to it was the Lishkas Hagoyla. The Lishkas Hagoyla, that's where they brought water to drink. And then you have the Lishkas behind it, was called the Lishkas Ha'etz. The Lishkas Ha'etz was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. And it was eventually called the Lishkas Palhedrin because it would switch, the Kohen Gadol and Bayesheni would switch every year because it became a paid position. And they would die entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it became a office that constantly switched. And the roof on top of all of these three Lishkois were of equal measurement. Now we're going to go to the left in the Ezras Yisroel, which is the south side. The south side, you have three Lishkois again. One is the Lishkas HaMelech. That's where, not the king, Melech as in salt. That's where they had the salt for the Karbonis, and also the salt where they, right next to it was the Lishkas HaParva. There they would salt the skins, the oirois of the kachim. And as a matter of fact, on top of that was Lishkas, where they toivel. Now it's interesting, how did it get the name Parva? Well, what was Pariv about it? So there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. The discussion is that there was a person who was a new witchcraft, and his name was Parva. And depends which of the Rishonim discuss different things. Some say that this person like made a special tunnel. He wanted to see the avoid of the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, and the Abish there killed him, so they found this dead person there. Other people say that they, even though he was a new witchcraft, he was a good designer as well. Like he designed the office. Or according to other people, again, to design a mikveh on the second floor and that it should meet all the halachic requirements, that the water should flow, it shouldn't be shu'uvim, all the halachic necessities of a mikveh is very difficult. So it was almost like a miraculous witchcraft, but not that Chas v'Sholem, he used kishuf in the Beis HaMikdash. We wouldn't allow anything of kishuf to be used for Beis HaMikdash. But whether he was someone that was a designer or they found dead in that room. Either way, he got his name onto this room, the Lishkas Beis Parva. And then we have the final one was the Lishkas Hamadichin. There they would like wash out the karbonis, the insides of the karbonis of the kotchim. So this is all in the Ezra Yisrael. It's a very happening place with eight offices going on. Now we go enter the official Azorah. Now, you have to understand that the Azorah, half of it, was taken up by the huge structure called the Mizbeach. On your left side, you have a 60-foot Amma structure. Again, 32 Amas to Mizbeach, and the ramp itself was additional 30 Amas to the south side. So we have this huge Mizbeach, which we learned about in the earlier Prokim, taking up space on the left side, on the south side. So that obviously is what your eyes saw first. But if you went anywhere towards the right of that, which that's the halachic place called Sofoin, we know that there are certain karbonis have to be shchitosan bat Sofoin. You have the shecht in the north side. North means anywhere north of the Mizbeach. So you're going to see a bunch of things. We're going to go all the way to your right. There's three sets of things that you're going to see. You're going to see a bunch of poles with hooks on it. And the point of these poles was that's where they would hang up the karbonis and you would skin the animals. They have to be hanging up and that's where they would skin the animals. Then you had right next to it, and that thing, that was like 12 and a half amas worth of space. Then you had a space of 8 amas wide, and they were marble tables were there. A bunch of marble tables. And there were 8 of them. There's actually a machloikis in the Mefarshim where they lined up 8 in a row, or was it 4 and 4, 2 rows of 4. But for sure there were 8 tables made out of marble. And what did they do there? They would take the meat, the nesachim, cut up parts of the, and they would put it over there, and they would rinse it off in order to cook it. So that was like the preparation spot that was right there in the Azorah. And then, continuing to your left, to the south, was the famous rings that were on the floor. Now, the rings were famous mainly because of the story of Miriam Bas Bilga that we learn at the end of Masechta Sukkah, that the family of Bilga lost its right to their ring because of the story of this young woman that when it came time, she came in, she married a goy, and they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And she took her slipper and she hit the Mizbeach and said, Lukus, Lukus, wolf, wolf, how can you take the Karbonis and not help the Yidin? And because of that, the family got punished that they lost their rights to one of the rings. But the point of these rings was they would be able to shecht the Karbonis, obviously, put the ring on top of the animal. So that was going on in the Azorah as well. So it was basically a very big shlachtois. It was a place to shecht and all the necessities that come with shechting. And then you have, obviously, right next to it was the Mizbeach. Altogether, with the Mizbeach and everything else, the width of the Azorah was 135 amas. That was the width of the Azorah from north to south. So this gives you a pretty much a very good idea of what went on in the Azorah. But in the Mirat Hashem, in the coming Perek, we're going to be learning a little bit about the in-betweens, like were there steps between Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Koyanim, etc., etc. What was the way the Beis HaMikdash was built? Was it flat? Was it on an angle? Were there steps? And that we'll talk in Mirat Hashem more in the coming Shir.